This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ethan, what's your middle initial?
C.
C. All right. People asked. Yesterday we talked about middle names, and people are going to guess your middle initial. Now, you're going to hop out of here in just a minute to go to the Mark Reardon Fish Fry. Brad, this week's Mark Reardon Fish Fry is located...
Okay, so this week it's located in Queen of All Saints Catholic Church.
Okay.
And it looks like it's at 6603 Christopher Drive in St. Louis.
I was going to say, what town? St. Louis?
Yep. It's South County, but yes.
It's South County.
South County.
Yeah. The address.
What was the church again?
Queen of All Saints Catholic Church.
It's Queen of All Saints. All right, so you're going to be headed to there. We're going to let people guess your middle name, and we'll... announce. You can write it down for us, and we'll announce what it is in the last segment.
Did they get anyone's correct yesterday?
My favorite so Ryan's middle initial is R. So we
Robert
we, Rambo.
It is Robert.
Is it really?
We determined though that it should be Ryan Wiggins
or Reynolds.
Brad's was M, and so we thought it should be
Michelle.
Brad Mountain Range.
It's close.
Michael.
Or Mandrew.
Matthew. Or Mandrew. And mine is E, and the best suggestion there, I think, was Annie Effing Fry.
Or Adele.
Elizabeth. So, Ethan C. Hannaford, what will it be? Ron Mueller says, Cornelius, we'll have to wait and see.
Chumbawamba.
Ryan.
Chumba. They said Jumba. I was like, that doesn't start with a C.
You said you came prepared for this segment. I'm going to hand it over to you, sir.
Uh-oh. I did. I pulled up some old audio that we haven't played in a while.
Is this better not be that thing?
No, it's not. It's not. This is something that you said on the show once that I want to highlight once again.
What? Don't. Am I embarrassed?
Kill it.
I'd like to smell that right now.
Do you remember that?
That was a while ago.
It was, but I'm going back to the vault here.
Did that have something to do with Disney?
I don't remember.
You don't even remember why?
I don't remember the context. It was during Wiggins America.
I think you were talking about cologne. Was it Curve?
Oh, Curve, yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah?
Men's Curve. I'd like to smell that right
okay,
now.
Okay, I get it.
Curve, 1998. Yeah. An Aspen, that was a good cologne.
Tommy?
Mm-mm.
I had a bottle of Tommy that I never used. And it just sat there and got old. And I think by the time I started actually thinking, oh, I could use that, it probably had rotted.
That's kind of, this could be an interesting X's and Y's question. But cologne, my husband has nice cologne now, but I helped him pick out some stuff. And so I like what he has, obviously. But the cologne that young teenage boys wear, I think is a smell that sticks with young teenage girls throughout the course of their life. Like, you see Curve and you're like, Johnny. And you see Aspen and you're like, Bobby. Am I wrong?
Wild.
You remember the person that you smelled it on?
Heck yeah.
Here's the thing.
And you wore so much of it.
Here's the thing, though, is that no one, it's all the same now. It's Axe. Everyone wears Axe. They don't, like, middle school boys don't wear cologne now.
No, that's not true.
Not anyone I went to middle school
with. High
school
boys?
I didn't wear it in high school.
High school boys are kind of into cologne.
Really?
Yes.
Axe?
My son wears cologne now.
Ooh,
what does he wear?
Charlet.
It's a Ralph Lauren.
Oh, Charlet.
Charlet. He's going to kill me. No, well, I mean, I care about it for him. He needs to smell good.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird to think someone's going to smell something someday and be like, Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Axe was genius.
Marketing.
They were so good at it.
You'd spray it on you and a woman would come from like 3 miles away and just throw themselves on time.
Did you use Axe?
And
I don't think so. I think I got some for Christmas at some point.
He didn't need Axe. He went up to the prettiest girl in the school and was like, I'm here.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
Maybe it would have worked if you would have had the Axe.
Just walk around just shooting my stink at him.
Ew, gross. I did not like that. Can we clip that?
No, let's play this instead.
I'd like to smell that right now.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Especially in light of my comment. Boy, that's weird to say, Annie.
I'd like to smell that right now.
Stop it.
Smell the shooting stink.
No! Foul!
You know, it's great. What's amazing about Axe? What's amazing about Axe is that they would do stuff like, and this is probably what, 2000, 2005 in that zone.
Yeah.
Is they'd go in the ads, well, pheromones. And you're like, that's science. I mean, girls are basically just going to fall down in front of me.
They're doing that again. Like, have you seen the ads on like the YouTube shorts and stuff like that? You'll flip through and it'll be like a girl talking about this one. She'll be like, oh, let me smell this. And it's like, oh, and it's like, oh, pheromone cologne. And it's like real thin. It's like a little bitty vial.
It's just the science.
And it's the science.
And
you were talking about something else.
Was I?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're talking about Axe, and they just associated the word pheromones with it.
Yeah.
He's talking about actually putting pheromones in scent.
But here's the thing.
This is different.
I think he's on the same track as I am, because you just say pheromones, and like people go, oh, well, that must be true.
Cheat code.
As if you could take pheromones, bottle them in such potent liquid that people could overcome any barrier
to wanting to have sex with you. They smell that and then they remember your name for the rest of their life.
That's the part.
It's only
that
if they
me.
Like you. It's not the scent that matters. It's the boy. But you remember the scent that
the
goes with the boy.
Pheromones come in.
Yeah. Ooh, pheromones.
Pheromones.
I think we just have a new product there, trademarked.
I don't think that's how trademark
called
works.
It.
You're declaring it. Dibs. I declare trademark right now.
Can I get a lawyer on that one, please?
Yeah, Dibs. Brad Young, if you're listening.
I believe at 2:33 we implemented the infallible law of dibs for pheromones.
It's a new product. Look, this is going to be out tomorrow. We're just going to go to some bottling facility.
That's how Johnny good Duncan's this product is going to be.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to write that down.
Having trouble.
Funky bunch.
That's going to be on a t-shirt.
Having trouble online dating? Why don't you go in person and take some pheromones?
Spell out. You're going to spell that with an F.
Now,
you know.
Brad, this is clearly a collaboration.
Right.
So, like, tell me if I'm off here.
Double
but I think this should be a patch.
A patch.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta wear it on your face, though, so the women know.
Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, just on your cheek.
What does that mean?
Ooh, man, that guy's.
It's like a
nicotine patch, but
on your face.
It goes right over your nose.
Fair, man.
What color is it?
It smells good, and it doesn't snore.
That way you can't see it.
That way it's.
He was so ready for that. Camo.
You gotta wear a camo nose guard. And then people will be like, whoa, man, that guy, I wanna have his babies.
It didn't get any more manly than that.
Yeah. You can't even see part of his nose if he was in the woods.
We're about 3-2-1 from someone coming on the chat going, well, this has gone off the rails. I'd like to smell that
Stop
right
it.
Now.
Stop it.
Stop it.
I got one more thing I can play from that.
Men's Curve. I would like to smell that right now.
So we remember Annie saying that. And then from the vault, do we remember this?
Stop it. No, don't. I'd like to smell that right now.
I'd like to smell that right now. I'd like to smell that right now.
Smell that, smell that.
I'd like to smell that right now.
Smell that.
I'd like to smell that right now.
I hate you.
Smell that, smell that.
Smell that, smell that, smell that.
I'd like to smell that right now.
Smell that, smell that.
When does it end?
Right now.
Out. Is that the new jingle?
Let's talk about Ryan's funeral.
Can that be the new 2 o'clock open?
No.
Can there be a chocolate fountain?
He already has one. At your funeral?
Mm-hmm. I want a chocolate fountain, and if we could do it, some sort of like licorice man. Like a guy who just walked around with a licorice cart.
Like the Burning Man?
Yeah.
Get your licorice.
Get your licorice here. Ryan's dead. It's free.
I thought you were saying you wanted that at Annie's.
No. This is at my funeral. Oh. I'm respecting her funeral.
Yeah, right.
I would speak, and like I said before.
You're signing autographs at my head.
Signing autographs, whatever. Make a couple bucks on the side, make it worth my time. But I'd fall down on my knees. You heard me say this. I would fall down on my knees and cry to the sky.
You said you were going to be a character.
Yes,
a
sad character. A
sad character. And you would show your acting abilities.
Anybody wants some licorice? We've got all different types, not just the Twizzlers. Schweitzer?
I have so many regrets.
No words.
As I understand it.
It's funny, words is all we need right now, and yet...
certain flavors of licorice aren't real. Like the modern Twizzler, that's not real licorice, as I understand it.
What makes a licorice real?
I'm not really sure. I think black licorice is real. And there might be a cherry or...
You don't know what the stipulations are, but yet
I don't.
Striking from the record certain kinds of colors.
Yeah, I think once they flavor it with certain flavors,
it becomes... You're a licorice-ist.
Well, you know what? Let's take this to the web.
Do you have a sound remix for this, too? What are you Googling?
I can see if I have a sound. Is this the... sound remix for licorice thing?
Stop it!
I'd like to smell that right now.
Oh, no, I don't think that was it. We could play that at my funeral, though, too. If anybody's... You know what? Let's just play that at Annie's funeral. She wouldn't care, you know?
I will come back to life to kill you. I will get you.
Okay. I'll let you have this. Like as we said, if you call dibs, you got it trademarked.
I'm going to drive so carefully home today. The speed limit 10 and 2 the whole time.
Because if you don't want this, I'll take it. Do you want your body on sort of like a spring load in the coffin?
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm going to pass.
Okay.
So you're taking that?
That's mine.
Okay.
Thanks for deferring. I really feel respected right now.
Will there be something like what?
Really, the takeaway from this segment is just great deference and respect from Ryan towards me.
What will cause it to eject?
When enough people are there and they go, well, Ryan's dead. That'll be the key word.
It's like Ryan in the box.
So it'll be voice
yeah,
activated.
Yeah, voice activated. I'm assuming the technology will be there because I'm not planning on dying real soon.
Oh, okay.
But when I do, well, Ryan's dead. And then boom, I pop out. I don't really know if I say anything yet. I think I just sort of wave at everybody, and I sort of am like going back and forth like a Jack in the Box still. Like a
stop it.
The licorice guy's standing next to you.
Yeah, he's shocked.
Get your licorice.
No, he's got to stop for a second out of deference to the bit.
Some of us will be right back.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.